you are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blissful Living Podcast. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, getting all settled in for a fabulous show that we are going to have today. Before I tell you about my guest, I'd like to take this time, first of all, for you all to find a place to sit, relax, grab something to write with, your favorite beverage. I'm drinking a cup of tea right now. And tell your family, just give you a few moments for your time, for yourself, so you can enjoy this time with me, the guest, and just loving the time you have for yourself for just a few moments out of this very busy day that we all live. So while you're doing that, let me take care of some business. I want to thank the sponsors, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. They have some wonderful, wonderful things to help you transition to being your fabulous self with wellness, wisdom, and wealth. In addition to events coming up that you definitely want to be a part of and get the information and nuggets of gold that are sharing and all kinds of wonderful stuff. So check out Blissful Living at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. And then the next sponsor is All Day Cable Incorporated, premier telecommunications installation company located in San Jose, California, part of Silicon Valley. They do network distribution, which is the installation of your voice data, fiber optic cabling, and all the things that go along with that, such as your routers, modems, access points, all of that kind of stuff. And they work with small, medium, and large size companies. They've been in business going on 34 years, and they look forward to serving you so that when you make that connection with your customer on the other end, you make that connection right the first time. You can check them out at alldaycableinc.com. Okay, so now that I've taken care of some business and given you a little bit of time to sit back, relax, find your spot with your goods that you want near your side, light a candle, light some incense, whatever you do, and you're ready to get this information, it is going to be amazing. Now, one more thing I want to share with you is if you like the show, please subscribe to the show so you get advanced notification of the show. And then also share the show with everyone you love and care about, because this show has been going on for about just almost 14 years now. And there's been a lot of a wealth of wisdom, I would say, shared on the show. And, you know, some people pay thousands of dollars to get the information that's shared on the show for free. So with that being said, let me tell you about today's guest. Now, her name is Carrie Hallman, and Carrie is a hormone and fat loss specialist with a passion for helping women over 35 lose weight without dieting for good. Now, she works with women in a one-to-one and in a group setting to empower them to see beyond what they have been taught about their health and their whole life. She loves when they discover how simple it can be and how much they can enjoy life without living in diet hell. So today's show is about female hormones and how they may affect weight loss in you if you are over 40. Welcome to the show, Carrie. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much for having me. It's nice to be here.
Good. I like this topic. I know there should be ladies out there taking an abundance of notes, because this is something that affects all women. Yes. All women. And especially if you've made it to 40 or are over 40, you've been affected by this little thing that we just absolutely love and hate at the same time. And it's our female hormone. So let me just jump right in and say, what are hormones and why are they such a big deal, especially when you become over 40 and over?
Yeah, so hormones are these little chemical messengers. So they are programmed to go around your body and tell your body what to do at certain times, okay? So what happens is, in the Coles Notes, in the easy version to understand, is when you're in your 20s, your hormones, it's always been about your hormones. The problem is, in your 20s, maybe, you know, you stay out late. Maybe you go partying a little bit too much. Maybe you eat whatever is available, convenience food, things like that. And your body is kind of like, okay, I'll let it go this time. And then you get into your 30s and your body's like, this isn't feeling so good. So it's sort of like knock, knock, but it's just a little tap. Like, hello, don't forget about me. But we don't hear it because there's so much other noise. We're like, whatever, it's just, it's nothing, right? Get into your 40s and it's now going, listen to me, listen to me. It's yelling. And all of a sudden you're going, why all of a sudden when I'm 40, did it just like, you know, turn on? It didn't. It's the hormones have always been there. They've always been trying to get that message clear. And then over time, it just gets clouded and it gets more intense. So it's like the compound effect, right? So it starts with a little bit and then it becomes a lot. So it's like louder and louder and louder until like, you've got to do something about it. So that's where I come in because, I mean, when I was 20, I had no idea about hormones. I knew that I got a period because I was a girl and like, I didn't know anything about them. We're not educated about it.
Right.
And then, you know, we live our lives and do our things and hear what other people have told us to do to keep us healthy, which is usually wrong. And then all of a sudden things start going backwards when we're 40 and people start going, it's just my age or, oh yeah, my dad's a bad sleeper. So am I. And, you know, unbeknownst to us, it's totally fixable. It's totally changeable. We just have to do the right things.
You know, very interesting because, you know, I happen to be a nurse and be in the medical field. And so, you know, I totally get it. I totally get it. But for most women that are not in what we do or, you know, have any of this wisdom that you're going to be sharing with us today in their realm of information that they have, it can be quite challenging. You know, it's like when you're that little girl, I take it back all the way to nowadays, little girls at 8 are hormonal, mm-hmm. but we just, they're tweens or they're teens or they're whatever. But yeah. You know, that hormonal effect, you know, is in us and it's prevalent when we're little. It just, you know, people, when you're young, people look at it as one way, but as you get old, they look at it as another way. And you start to realize that there's some things going on within you that you need to pay attention to. Why do we not hear about hormones really until, you know, we're like over the age of 40? Because like I'm saying, we have this going on from the time we're very little girls all the way all through our life. But how come it becomes such a big deal and we hear much more about it when we get to be in that 40 age range?
Well, it's all about miseducation. So we're not being taught because it's not being taught mainstream. So doctors don't really know about hormones either. They know they're these things, right? They know there are these things in their body that affect women, usually into menopause, but they don't really know what to do about them. And for a long time, we bet on our doctors to tell us the best way to do things, right? So I would just say it's misinformation or uneducated would be the real problem there is that because like I said before, the voices or the sirens or the screaming is so small, so minimal that we kind of just ignore it because it's not such a big deal when really we should be educating our daughters from 8. We should be educating our guys as well because they can have hormone problems as well, just not as loud as women's, right? So I know for myself, when I was learning all of this, my daughter was about 13 or 14, and I just started educating and telling her, and she now points out things that her friends are doing that are causing them to have hormone issues that they're saying, oh, it's just, you know, it's, I'm, my parents are like this too. Or, so for her, it's about educating her friends too. So it's just a little bit at a time. We just need it to be more mainstream. And I feel like it should be younger so that when we get to 40, we know what to do, because we've, you know, worked our body so well, and we've taken care of it so well in our 20s, 30s. And then when we get to 40s, when we're in perimenopause, it doesn't have to suck because we know what to do. The only reason it sucks is because we've taken such crappy care of our body. And it's only because we don't know, right? We're told that, you know, how many times have we been told low fat is best? Go no fat because it's better for you. Well, we need fat. Mm-hmm. We need fat. So if you want to lose weight, don't go low fat. Basically, all of the low fat, no fat foods are chemical laden stuff. Like, it's not
even hormones we don't need, right?
Yeah. Like, it's adding so much to our body that we only see no fat and go, oh, I want to lose weight, so I'm going to go no fat because that's the way to go. So then when you get to be 40, your body has no idea what it's supposed to be doing. And so to answer your question, it's just education. We need this message to be going out, not just when you're in the throes of it. We need you to be learning it, living it, and teaching your children, because that's where it really starts.
I agree. You know, I had years and years ago, I had a gal on the show, and the show was really about just being cognizant of what's out there in your environment that's actually toxic to your body. And she talked about the plastic bottles that we see everywhere nowadays, you know, the water bottles, everything is in these different type of plastics. And some of those plastics emit what they call a false estrogen. So you can have increased estrogen levels, which can completely throw your hormonal balance within your body off kilter. And it was really interesting because, you know, a lot of women and men don't know that. And even that compound that's, and I don't want to say it incorrectly, be incorrect, but I know it's in there. Even that compound that's in those plastics, even when they're drink, you know, absorbed by men, it increases more estrogen production in men as well, which is not natural. So with all this information in, you know, the information that you're sharing with us, what can women do to help them to overcome these hormonal imbalances that, you know, are really navigatable, but we just don't know because the information is not shared with us?
Yeah. So go back to basics, really. Like, go back to eating one ingredient foods. So anything that has one ingredient, so potatoes, don't be scared of them. Rice, don't be scared of them. Any vegetable, proteins, like any of your meats, these are all one ingredient foods. The problems arise when we go into convenience and packaged foods. We go to restaurants, we go to fast food. Stay away from those because those are causing more damage than good. Like you said, we became so, I don't know if addicted is the word, but those water bottles. I mean, you go to Costco even now and you've got people stacking those cases of water. And, you know, who knows where they're sitting? If they're sitting in the sun, it's actually making it worse. So we just don't know, right? We're all about convenience, right? So make your food at home. Use one ingredient foods. Drink your water. Like, so many women that I work with just don't drink enough water. And if you're not drinking enough water, your body's dehydrated. And when your body's dehydrated, it can't work on the level it's supposed to. So drink your water. A good rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces of water every day. So if you're 200 pounds, 100 ounces of water every day, that's without doing extra workouts, extra sweating, or summertime when it's hot. Move your body. We've come to a world where I don't have to leave my bedroom. Like, this is my office. I don't have to leave my office. I might not get any steps in. Like, let's say I got ready in my bedroom down the hall. I moved to my office. There wouldn't even be there might be a couple steps. We need to move our body intentionally. We need to go for those walks, even if it's just a walk. I do not promote high intensity exercise after 40, mainly because I'm going to say 99.8% of the women that come to me have dysregulated cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone. it can be exacerbated when you do more exercise. So if you have dysregulated cortisol and you're either in burnout or exhaustive phase where your body just is in chronic stress all the time, if you add that, oh, I got to burn off those calories that I ate last night, or I got to go for a run, you're actually making your cortisol worse. And the more cortisol, the more dysregulated your cortisol is, the more belly fat you're going to produce. So you can do all the efforts. You can skip meals. You can, you know, not eat. You can have a salad for dinner and lunch. You can have all these things, cut your calories so low, exercise like crazy. You're not going to lose weight because your body is trying to protect you. It's like something's wrong. I'm under stress. All it's doing is trying to protect you. So again, back to basics, right? Go for a walk outside if possible, because that's the best way you can do. Nature is like the best medicine. Get some sunlight on your face. Like I said, drink your water, eat one ingredient foods, and cook from home. Don't skip meals. There's a reason why breakfast, lunch, and dinner are in like are a worldwide phenomenon, right? Like there's no missing any meals. We need to eat our meals. We need to eat our food. Just because you might skip breakfast because you're intermittent fasting doesn't mean that you get to cut your calories for the rest of the day. You have to make it up. So we get all construed in what we've learned because there's these 30-day diet programs. There's these like burn off all the calories that you can because you just ate it. Well, normally women aren't even eating enough. So simple is what I will say would be the best advice, is just go back to basics.
I love it. Going back to basics. And I like how you shared with like, you know, one food, you know, one food choices such as potatoes or carrots or, you know, chicken or something like that. And staying away from fast food. And I'm a huge proponent from staying away from fast food as well. It's just not good. And the rule of thumb that I go by is, you know, if it's already packaged, then it most likely isn't the most healthiest thing for you. So buying fresh as you possibly can afford is always wonderful. Rice, potatoes, carrots, you know, get meat and then being cognizant, like thinking about now when you go to Costco or those big box chain stores and you see those water bottles, those cases stacked up from the ceiling to the floor or from the floor to the ceiling. And, you know, I don't think we ever think about like, what was the transportation with this? Were they, you know, traveling on a truck that is going through the desert in the summertime or Houston where, you know, outside it's a, you know, 110, 11 degrees and inside that truck it's 150 degrees and that heat within that truck has melted the, you know, the plastic and molded it where it's the toxins from the plastic are going into. We don't think about that kind of stuff. I know it's like I'm taking it far, far fetched, but I'm trying to give all of you listening and viewing a visualization so you can be more cognizant about the choices of what you decide to put in your body, whether it's for comfort, convenience, or whatever, you know, or ease. Think about what you're putting into your body because we only get one body. Mm-hmm. And what Carrie is sharing is these things can really throw off our hormones, especially the whole water thing. Drinking water. I mean, she just gave a bunch of good tips. So if you need to rewind and re-listen to what she shared, I suggest you do that. Now we're going to continue on extrapolating nuggets of gold from Carrie with regards to this. So Carrie, now you mentioned the whole thing about cortisol and exercise. Mm-hmm. And can you just share a little bit of just, you know, basic information about the hormone cortisol, because I think people hear it, but I don't really think there's a understanding of how, one, it's, you know, what it does, and two, what it does when it's working in a negative way or, you know, disadvantaged way for our bodies.
Yeah, cortisol is actually like my favorite topic to talk about because it is the main driver of all the hormones. So if your cortisol is dysregulated, you have to manage your cortisol to get the other ones under control, meaning estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEAS, you have to manage your cortisol. So you have to manage your stress. Now, a lot of times people will say, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed out. Like work is just bothering me so much. Okay. That is like, so there's, okay. That's one part of stress. The other part of stress is the internal stress that we do not see and we do not know is happening because it's inside. So let's say you're being chased by a tiger, okay? You're going to run away from that tiger. And what's going to push you is you're going to get this push of cortisol because your body's like, whoa, we're in danger. Oh my gosh, we need to keep you safe. And it's you're just going to run on cortisol. Everything else shuts down in your body. Digestion, rest and relaxation, everything that you need to function is going to shut down, right? You might even, like if you've ever been chased by a tiger, you might poop your pants because everything stops and it just goes, save me, right? So you're chased by a tiger, the tiger stops, you get away, the stress response goes away. That's a natural cortisol pattern. The problem is, with our lifestyles, with being on our phones, on technology, being available all the time, watching social media, not fixing gut-related issues, not balancing your hormones regularly, fighting with your spouse, all of these things cause chronic stress. So what happens now is your body doesn't know the difference between fighting with your spouse and being chased by a tiger, and it's the same response. Bigger thing is it's all the time. It never stops. So you're being chased by a tiger. That tiger is eventually going to go away, or it's going to find something else, or it's going to stop. That stress response is going to go away. That is a normal response. Having the stress on you all the time is a chronic response, and that's where the issues lie. So like I said before, when we're chronically stressed, our bodies are just trying to keep us safe. So it's going to, instead of letting your liver process what it needs to, the things that come into our body that are xenoestrogens, which are like the BPAs from your water bottle, the chemicals from your processed food, the garbage you're eating at McDonald's, it's going to come into your body and be filtered through your liver. Your liver is going to be like, I don't really know what this is. I'm just going to store it for a minute and come back to it. So it gets stored into a fat cell. It never goes back to find out where it needs to go because there's so much coming in. This causes stress on the body. Okay. So now your body, so let alone, let's not even talk about the other stress. This is one part of the stress, right? So the foods you're eating are bringing xenoestrogens into your body. It's storing it in the liver as fat cells. Okay. Then let's talk about like, so your body's stressed already. You maybe don't poop every day. Maybe when you do go, it's loose. Maybe it's little pebbles, right? These are all signs that your body is not functioning optimally. That's a stressor on your body. So if you have gut issues, gut imbalances, that's causing stress on your body. So now you've got gut imbalances, liver dysfunction. Both of them are causing stress on your body. You have no idea what's going on inside because for 20 years, you've been able to function just fine on McDonald's every day.
Right.
But it's compounded over time. So then let's add in, oh, I've been late. I've been gaining a little weight around my middle. My tummy's feeling a little bit bloated.
Yes, yes.
So I'm going to go for a run because I heard that running is going to make me lose weight. Okay? So remember, you've got liver, you've got gut. Now you're going to go for a run, which is going to spike your cortisol, which it's supposed to do. But you're already at this level. So what's it going to do? It's going to bring it up. And it's going to keep your body in this chronic state. Okay? Then let's factor in, you want to lose weight. You want to lose that belly. And you're like, I heard that I should just eat less. So I'm going to cut my calories down. And most women cut their protein and increase their carbs. Because they think carbs are free, right? Like, many people think that meat is going to make them fat. Okay. It's total opposite. So we're cutting calories now. So what's happening? That stress level just went up again because your body's not getting the nutrients it needs to do all these things that you're wanting it to do. Then we're going to add in kid stress. We're going to add in partner stress. We're going to add in work stress. It all piles on. And then we go, oh, it's that menopause belly, or I'm 50 and my belly's just gonna, my midsection's gonna grow. Well, yeah. Because when you're high stress, when you have major cortisol, that's where the weight's gonna be stored.
Right.
So,
oh my gosh,
is like such a big thing, but it's actually easy to release it. We just have to know how, right? So stopping. So one thing, so if you're in a chronic state, okay, which most of us are, so let's just pretend we're all in a chronic state. Mm-hmm. Think of a coil, right? That's your body wound up. It's coiling all day long. It never gets to tighten. You go to sleep late, it's still coiling because it's still working hard for you. Then your mind's going like crazy. You've probably eaten before bed, so your digestion isn't working. Your body's still coiling, okay? You can imagine, right? You can see my arm going like this. Just imagine what's going through your body that we have no idea. What we don't realize is simply stepping outside of your workspace or where you're at right now, maybe going on your front porch. So I'm looking outside right now, the sun's shining down. I go stand on my front porch for 2 minutes, look at the sun, or just put my body up to the sun. And that is going to be a cortisol like breaking point. So it's going to start unwinding, right? You go for a walk instead of a run, it starts unwinding. Maybe you stop and you take a 1 minute breath work, right? Where you just inhale through your nose and release it all out. Even like, that's enough to loosen that coil just a little bit more. But these are all things that we don't realize we don't do because we're on deadlines, because we have so many things on our plate, because why would I go stand on my porch and look up at the sun? I don't have time to even go to the gym. Why would I go for a walk? Because the gym, I can maximize my time and burn more calories, right? Like, think of all these things that you say to yourself.
Right.
So that's cortisol in a long-winded answer, but I could go on forever about it.
I love it. I mean, it was very informative. Like, you know, just everything you shared, you took it from the basics and how it really intertwines within our life. And if you don't pay attention to what your body's saying to you, because your body talks to you.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer that it starts off with these little bitty whispers. And the more you negate not to listen, the louder those whispers get until you actually have something chronic health condition now that you've got to deal with. And even still, you believe it or not, people still do not listen. There are some people that still do not listen.
Yeah.
So I like how you take it from the very basic level and just gave the examples of how you just so wound up and how we, I think, unintentionally put more stress upon ourselves, not really knowing that, yeah, I don't need to go to the gym. I can take a walk outside nature and get multiple benefits, get the natural vitamin D for my health and well-being, work my cardiovascular system, release my stress, take in nature and relax my mind. So when I go back to doing whatever it is I'm doing, I'm more focused, more relaxed. I'm relaxed because my stress isn't up to here. It's down here now or lower, you know, and it's just simple little things. And it doesn't have to be long, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it takes to start releasing the coil. So I love how you shared all of that information with regards to how powerful corticosteroid is within our body. So now I want to ask you one last question. And you know, I think this has been just a really good show. And for you guys out there, this is information for you as well, because now you can understand a little bit more about the processes that your wife or, you know, girlfriend or whatever may be going through. You have a little bit more understanding and also things that you can do to assist as well, not only with her stress, but relaxing yours as well, such as taking a walk in nature with her or, you know, things of that nature. So last question. What are two things right now that anybody listening and watching can do to really support their hormone health?
Only two? Only two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only two.
Okay. Only two. Eat one ingredient foods. So skip the processed foods and go to bed. So you know, it's like that. I think there's a meme floating around. Like when I was young, I would fight to go to bed. I would fight to stay up past nine. Now I want to go to bed by nine. Right. And yeah. it's not even a joke. We should be going to bed. 10 o'clock is like the starting, and sleep is like the building block that we all forget about. So if you're not sleeping properly, that could mean, you know, you can't fall asleep, or you can fall asleep, but you wake up multiple times a night. Maybe you wake up, you feel like you've slept, but you wake up exhausted. These are all signs that your sleep is not okay. It's not normal, right? Normal is hit the pillow, go to bed, sweet dreams until you wake up. That's a perfect sleep. And then you wake up feeling rejuvenated and rested. We Wow. underestimate how much sleep we need. So if you would just eat regular food, one ingredient foods, don't skip the potatoes, don't skip the rice, one ingredient foods only. You can make recipes out of those one ingredient foods. Just don't do anything packaged. And go to bed between 10 and 1 is the best time to get that repair work on your body. Yes. So if you go to bed after 10, you're missing that repair work. So 10 o'clock is a good hard stop for bed. Eat one ingredient foods. That would be like my two major ones.
I love it. Thank you so much, Carrie, for sharing these abundant nuggets of gold. Definitely, you know, when you start talking about bedtime, I'm like, ooh, 17 other questions popped up.
But yes. Oh, yes.
Part two on that, because that I think that's another huge factor that people don't put into play with stress and, you know, release of the corticosteroids and all of that. But thank you so much. So now, real quickly, how can someone get in touch with you or get more of what you have to share?
Yeah, so I spend a lot of time on Facebook and Instagram. So my Instagram is carrie.hallman.fit. So my name, but with the dots in the middle. And on Facebook, it's just Carrie Hallman. So you can find me there. I answer all my text messages from either of those. I do have a website, fitlifestyles.ca, where you can get a little bit more information. But honestly, my Instagram and Facebook, I tell you it all. I give you all the nitty gritty. I give you points. I give you everything that you need to do, which I do in my programs. It's just that it's like contained all in one spot, right? It's easy to process as well. As instead of like, oh, I see this tip and this tip in the program, it's all put together for you. But there's lots of tips and tricks on my Instagram and Facebook.
Love it. Well, thank you, Carrie, for being a guest on the Blissful Living Podcast. It's been great. Love the information. And again, if you subscribe to the show, you get advanced notifications of guests like Carrie, where you can like, oh, girl, this show is about hormones. We need to be, girl, we can have a listening party. Come on over, have a cup of tea, whatever, you know, a glass of water. Let's just sit, let the kids play. Let's spend 30 plus minutes learning about how we can manage our hormones better. Stuff like that. I mean, and also you can share the show with your girlfriend. Girl, I just heard this show. You got to listen to the show about hormones. We over 40, you know, girl. Okay, so I'm just saying, just putting it out there. I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the letter U.com, as well as All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. I want to thank all of you for listening again. Please share the show with everyone you love and care about. Throw some likes in there and, you know, check out Carrie, reach out to her and see if she can be an assistant with helping you manage your hormones much better for everyone around you, but most importantly for yourself. Until next time, this is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. And may you manage your hormones a heck of a lot better than you did when you came in to start listening to this show. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.